When we heard last December that a couple of Texas oil companies were planning on working with some slick campaign professionals to get an initiative on the ballot, a lot of us were very, very worried. We were very worried because the economy was in bad shape, and we were afraid that maybe we would not be able to rally the California public behind AB 32. They didn't know who they were messing with. Governor Schwarzenegger stepped up to the plate, and he became a tireless advocate for our program and for beating back the forces that would try to stop California from forging a cleaner energy future. And Governor, I'm so grateful to you for giving me the chance to run this program for the last 3 years. Thank you, thank you. And recruiting George Shultz to be a co-chairman of the campaign was an act of brilliance, I must say, and not something that any of us could have done. And Tom Steyer stepping forward and making that incredible commitment when he did. I'm sorry, you know, I've been working in the environmental movement as an air quality volunteer and lawyer since the early 1970s. We have never had a well-funded environmental campaign. This is a first. This is a first. And, you know, the coalition that came together to make a difference tonight, and I know we're not supposed to say what's happened because we don't know yet, but I just want to say that the mix of all the different environmental groups, the students, the people who mobilized on the campuses at the community colleges and our universities, who understand what the future of this state is, the people who are investing in this state from San Jose, from Silicon Valley, from Southern California, from all over, who understand that there is no turning back. We are not going back. It's just wonderful. Very nice. So I just want to say that we've got a lot of work left to do to actually make a reality out of our commitments. We know that we're not done yet, but I think the course is set, and the message that we are going to send to our colleagues in other states who've been emailing and phoning me all day today, desperate to know what's going on. You know, sometimes our opposition talks about how horrible it is to have to work at the state level with all those little states and the patchwork quilt that they create. Well, we are making a beautiful patchwork quilt for our country. Thank you all so much.
So you guys, we are actually started by saying we didn't know the result, and George felt we should hold off, but it looks as if 61-39. Take that.
That's 10% of the vote.
Yeah, I know. We'll find out.
That's good. No, that's good.
But before we raid the bar for everything they can give us as quickly as possible, I would like to just say one last thing, which is we've thanked all the people who had titles in this campaign, but the fact of the matter is this campaign had a lot to do with people who didn't have titles and who thought they knew what the right thing to do was and stood up to say no on this. And that is a combination of people from both parties, from every part of the state, of every color, and both business people and labor. And so we've had a great campaign staff, but the fact of the matter is that the people of California look forward, they like to be leaders, they like to do new things, and they're ready to look forward to the future and do something incredibly cool and fun. And so the people on this platform would like to take part in that incredibly cool and fun thing, which we're gonna do in the future and change the way we create and use energy. Thank you.
Arnold, in his comments, said something about crushing. Crushing. So let me tell you a little story. when he was courting Maria. Where are you, Maria? When he was courting Maria, she wanted to introduce him to her uncle, Senator Teddy Kennedy. So she said to him, "Well, Uncle Ted, I hope you like him. But if you don't, just remember, if he wants to, he can crush you." So what we want to do in this campaign is we want to crush these oil companies. We don't want to beat them. We want to crush them. That's been our attitude right from the beginning. Because there's a very good reason for this. Because if we do, as we seem to be on our way, then we can go around the world and we can go around this country and say, this is the largest constituency that's voted head on an issue of energy generation and use anywhere in the world. And so when you put it to people, here's the vote. So pay attention, goddammit, politicians, pay attention.
Thank you very much, George. And I think that enough of the results are in that we can go and declare victory. We won, we beat Texas once again. Thank you very much. Thank you all. What a great effort between Democrats and Republicans coming together. That's when we create the action. As I've always said, Democrats and Republicans working together, that's what creates the action. Thank you very much. Thank you all. Thank you for the great work. Thank you.
And you know about Arnold? He'll be back.